And here we go. Welcome back to Waffle Free Storytelling. It's Tina Constant here. And as always, the jibber jab is somewhere else. So we're jumping right into this week's story, which is called Bodrum by the Fireside. A little weird. So Bodrum settled around his campfire like he did every morning. Dew wet on the ground and fog heavy in the air, the sun sending tiny streaks of light into dawn. "Join me if you want to," he said like he always did. And one by one, the long dead, all those who came before him, gathered around the fire to warm their hands. Bodrum filled his cup and every cup around the fire. Then in the company of his ancestors, he sipped his tea. Sometimes they talked and smiled, and sometimes they sat in silence. Either way, as the sun found its way through the fog and touched the cups, the spirits bowed their heads in thanks, faded into the light, and disappeared. When they were all gone, Bodrum would close his eyes, turn his face to the sun, and then greet his family as one by one they rose from their beds and stumbled to the fire to see full cups of tea, each perfectly cooled and ready to drink. With warm tea in their hands and the sun soft on their faces, they would talk and laugh and share their dreams and explore their ideas and then run off to school or to friends or to hunt or whatever else they had in store for the day. Before the family scattered, Bodrum always said the same thing. "This is life. We all drink from the same cup." No one really knew what the old man meant, but they didn't mind. They liked it. Somewhere in their souls, it made sense. And that was good enough. Now, the last to leave the morning fire was always Ochimi, Bodrum's youngest grandchild. She would sip her tea slowly, close her eyes to experience the sweetness of every last drop. Then she would rinse her cup, hug her granddad, and amble into the field to pick flowers. It was a ritual that Bodrum wouldn't change for all the wealth in the world. But of course, time passes and things do change. And there comes a time when you have no choice but to give things up. On the day the worst happened, the sun was shining fierce and bright. Some in the village said it was a miracle that the old man had lived that long anyway. Others said his passing was way too soon. Everyone agreed that he shouldn't have been climbing to the top of the mountain at his age. It was too high. It was too steep. It was too hot. The rocks were too loose. It was too dangerous, too windy, too much of everything. As you can imagine, where the adults in the village all had opinions about how and why Bodrum died, Ochimi could only feel pain. After the rituals of passing were complete, Ochimi took it upon herself to get up before the sun rose and light the fire before anyone else was awake. With her tiny hands, she stacked the wood this way and that. She blew on the embers just like she had seen her granddad do. She filled the kettle to put it on the fire as best she could. And then she drank her hot tea just like her granddad had. But nothing felt right. The tea didn't taste the same. It was either too hot or too cold, or the fire was too big or too small. For Ochimi, every day without her grandfather got emptier and lonelier, and with that, her heart began to break and her shine began to fade. Worried and distressed, her mother sat with her morning and night trying to work out a way to help Ochimi come to terms with her first great loss. But by then, Ochimi hadn't moved from the fire, spoken or eaten or so much as had a drop to drink in 3 days. And every moment she was getting weaker. From the shadows in the forest, old man Bodrum watched. His grandchild's light was dimming. He could see that, But no matter how far he reached out, he couldn't reach beyond the trees. The invitation had not been extended. The door had not been opened. All he could do was wait and hope. All Uchimi's mother could do was sit by her child's side and do the same. But all that waiting and hoping didn't feel like enough. She needed more. She needed her father. She needed Bodrum. So it was the next morning before dawn. Uchimi's mother began to think of the old man. And as she thought, she remembered. And as she remembered, she talked. She talked of her days growing up and her childhood and walking on the old man's back and running on sandy beaches and climbing trees and mountains. And then, just because it helped her feel closer to him, she lit the fire, put the kettle over the flames and filled two mugs, one for her and one for Bodrum. With a warm drink in her hands and worry deep in her heart, she spoke to the old man like he was there. And from the trees and the shadows, Bodrum smiled. With the place at the fire for him, he joined his daughter. And in that way they talked. Uchimi's mother was so excited. She rushed to wake her child. "I've spoken to your grandfather," she said. "Come to the fireside. He's there, he's there." But it was too late. No amount of shaking and pleading would wake Uchimi. And when nothing worked, Uchimi's mother went back to the fireside and set another cup. It was in that heartbreak way that the village said goodbye to their youngest and their oldest. After a time, the people moved on with their lives. But they all noticed that Uchimi's mother had taken over lighting the fire in the morning. She would put the kettle on the flames and set out a dozen more cups, with a special one, it seemed, to her left and another special one, it seemed, to her right. She would fill each cup and then she would smile. And sometimes it would seem like she was talking. The people watched and gave her those early hours of the morning. The woman had lost her father and her child in the same season, after all. "Let her be," they said. Out of love and respect, the villagers waited until the first rays of sun before they joined Uchimi's mother by the fire. By then, the tea had cooled and it was just right to sip. One by one, they took a cup. One by one, they huddled close to the flames. One by one, they prepared for the day. When they left their fireside for their day ahead, Uchimi's mother said, "This is life. We all drink from the same cup." And the people smiled and knew all was right in the world. And so to this day, the custom has spread around the globe, even if you don't know it. You brew your tea, you leave it to cool, giving your ancestors a moment to join you and take their fill. They leave when the tea has cooled just enough for you to enjoy, because in the end, we are all who we are because of the people who came before us. We all drink from the same cup. That's how stories pass. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I guess I wrote that one with my dad in mind. Hey, right, how was your day? How are you doing? Gosh, who are you missing? What a world. Immortality would be quite magical, wouldn't it? Anyway, listen, go and hug the people you love. I'll see you next time.